Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
got
me with y'all, 2, 3, 4, it's
time
for all of your
nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count on two.
Tell me what y'all
to
do. 3, 4,
it's
time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to solve. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Suggestions, rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is mental health awareness, and its signs. Mental health awareness and its signs. We have a special guest scheduled to be in our studios tonight. However, he's not here as of yet. I don't know what happened. his PR agent, his PR representative, reached out to my assistant, Raven, this morning and said that it was a go. She had to because she confirmed it. However, we do not know what's going on with our special guest. I will say a little bit about tonight's topic until he comes on, if he is going to join us tonight. If not, we'll save him for another time. Mental health awareness is a subject we don't talk about. We don't talk about it often enough. And according to the National Alliance on Mental Health Illness, 1 in 5 Americans have a mental illness. 1 in 5 Americans. That's suggesting, in my opinion, that mental illness is extremely common. But is it? And what are the signs of mental illness? Nearly 450 million people worldwide are currently living with a mental illness. That's a lot. 450 million people worldwide are currently living with a mental illness. Yet nearly two-thirds of people with a known mental illness ever seek treatment. That means they live with it and they never do anything about it. And I think that's why when they act out on certain impulses, like, for example, if they commit suicide, people are like, well, I knew she was battling with this, or I knew she was struggling with that, when all along she had a mental illness. There was a mental illness present that was never addressed. I think that a lot of the school shootings that have been taking place, you know, around the country by these students, by these young people, I think that to an extent they have a mental illness that has never been dealt with. So when you say nearly 450 million people worldwide are currently living with a mental illness, it's believable. Nearly two-thirds of those with a known mental illness ever seek treatment. That's believable. Look at the gentleman who killed all of those young kids in that school in Connecticut. He had a mental illness. It was one that his mother never addressed. What did she do? She allowed him to stay locked up in his room, to harbor guns, to listen to videos and music that promote violence. And then what did he do? He killed her first, and then he shot up a school. That's mental illness. And what we're doing is we're trying to tell the difference between what expected behaviors are and what might be the signs of mental illness. Because it's not always easy to detect. And I'm imagining that it's not. I don't know. I think if I had a kid who stayed locked up in the room, blasted music, and was fascinated with guns, yeah, I would think that something was very wrong with him. And I would want to seek help for him. Because anybody or anyone who is isolated, that can't be healthy. There's one thing in being an introvert and another thing with being isolated. Those are two very different things. And if he's isolated and he's displaying certain behavioral traits that might suggest that there's a mental illness present, I would want it to be addressed so that he would not harm himself or others. So I think that the conditions, they also begin to develop in young children because they're still learning how to identify and talk about their thoughts and emotions. So their most obvious symptoms are behavioral. So when you want to talk about mental health in young people, that's what you would look for, their behavior, because it comes in several forms. It can even come in a form of depression and anxiety. That's why when you're dealing with people who have anxiety, they may get excited. And some of them may get excited and you won't even know it. You know, they may start tapping their feet. They may start tapping their finger or tapping their leg. They'll start some type of movement or twitching, and see, I recognize that right away, especially in people that are around me that I know may be going through something. I'll be like, well, are you okay? Is everything all right? Because you notice something different in the behavior. So I think that we need to encourage one another to be aware of our mental health all year, every year. Just as we are for our so-called physical health, we need to also be aware of our mental health. Given all we know about the effects of anxiety and depression on our bodies and our immune systems, I think that the question of mental health becomes vital. And it's very important because anxiety has now been implicated in several chronic physical illnesses, including heart disease, respiratory disorders, and gastrointestinal conditions. I know I didn't say that correctly, but intestinal conditions can also be linked to one's mental health because the brain is basically the core of your existence. And these conditions are no joke. So why don't we take mental health more seriously? Because you know where someone is mentally the minute they open their mouths. And then what follows that is their behavior. So the answer in part is we can lack an understanding or sometimes fear for someone's mental health, because both are reflected in the way we operate. So that's why sometimes you have to be careful as to what you say to people, because you never know what they're battling with or what their battles are. You have to be careful. You can't routinely belittle someone's mental health. You can't do it because that's considered an attack, you know? Especially if the person is bipolar or OCD. People, you know, they make fun of that or they talk about it. When these are some very serious issues. And if you've never struggled with a mental health issue, you may not give these phrases or give it a second thought. But these are real struggles that people deal with. And those who do struggle with it can get the message to battle with it in silence, especially if we have a lack of understanding and compassion for their situation. That's why you have these kids in these schools going on random attacks. I mean, look at the kid in New York who was being bullied. The last time the guy came and bullied him, he attacked him with a knife and he killed him. And the teacher didn't know that it was going to go that far, but he did, because it's like for a minute he snapped because of that situation and the lack of understanding of it. And it's true, because teens and tweens and young people, they are most vulnerable in dealing with emerging mental health disorders. And I think that is very, very, very crucial that we are aware of mental health. I think that we can't rely solely on teachers, because they're going to maybe understand or see disturbing and unwanted behavior from students. And then they're going to have to go to their parents with it, because a parent should also be aware. Teachers don't want to miss a valuable opportunity to teach children, but this is going to be complex if there's a mental health issue present. So it needs to be discussed more. I think that the type of casual discussion, because if the discussion is casual, it can reinforce the notion that it needs to be addressed, but not in a way wherein someone would become defensive or there would be any physical ramifications. So if it has to be approached subtly, then that's how it should be approached. But I think that on some level, we all should be concerned with our mental health. And I think that we all have those days or when we just need a mental health day. I know I am. If I'm overworked or overwhelmed, that's what I do. I don't mind saying goodnight at 8 p.m. I don't mind stepping away at 4 p.m. just for some brain time, or just a mental health moment, a mental health hour, or even a mental health day, because sometimes it may be necessary. All work and no play can make anyone dull or snappy. I mean, me, for example, I'm at my best in the morning because I get my rest at night. I try and be in bed by 9 p.m. because that's what works for me, in order to take it down and to mellow myself for sleep, because in the a.m. I want to be at my best in order to deal with my day. And all depending on the type of days that we have, I think that we should always take heed to our mental health, because these conversations are not had enough. They're not had enough, and we need to talk more about it. I think the problem is that a lot of people are minimizing the effects of living with it untreated. And now we see all of these things that are happening in society, and we're wondering where it comes from. And then you see all of everybody on social media saying mental health is real. Mental illness is real. Yes, it is real, but it needs to be addressed. And I think that if it is addressed constructively, it will herald great results. I don't think that all situations need to end tragically. I think that mental health conditions or mental health issues can have a happy ending. That is, if they are dealt with. And there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, and there's nothing wrong with speaking to a psychiatrist or any type of mental health professionals, because they will help you deal with the symptoms. And those who love and support you will help you as well. When these situations are communicated, because you always hear after the fact, especially after a school shooting, when they start interviewing or speaking to students, the first thing they'll say is, oh, he was weird, or well, he kept to himself, or he wore all black, or he did this, or he did that. These were all signs. And then you wonder, where were the parents? How did the parent or parents miss these signs? That's why when we were growing up, in the house with our parents, there was one thing my mom did not allow us to do, and that was close the doors to our bedrooms, because she felt like if we closed the doors to our bedrooms, she couldn't see what was going on in there. You know, suppose we were about something, or suppose we were up to something. If our doors were closed, she wouldn't know. And don't get me wrong, it's not like we never closed our doors, because there are times when my girlfriends and I, we would get behind closed doors, but my mom would knock and be like, what's going on in here? Just to check, because she always felt like a parent should know what is going on in their household. And that's very true. Because how is it that these kids can shoot up schools or go to school with a gun or go to school with anything that's harmful and the parents not know? These things and these issues began in the home first. That is where they generate. And if there is a mental health issue, the parent should be aware of it first. Why? Because it is critical to your health in general, mind, body, and spirit. Because that thing is going to manifest in one way or another, be it negatively or destructively. Trust and believe it will manifest. So that is why I say it is always best to check in with individuals who just fall off. When you don't hear from them, check in on them. When they don't talk in a while, check up on them. Always check up on someone to know that they're all there, because you never know when someone is dealing with something that has something to do with their mental health. We should always strive to not only be healthy physically and spiritually, but to be healthy mentally. Because when you have healthy mental actions or healthy mental reactions or healthy mental communication, that will herald successful results. I don't know what happened to my guest tonight, but I thank you for tuning in. One of his mottos was, he believes that when you become contagious with good energy, it will spread long past our physical existence. And it's true, because I think that it's very important that when you are anywhere that you change atmospheres. That's what I do. When I'm anywhere, I change atmospheres so that when I'm absent, my presence can be missed. And I hope that can be the same for you. Strive to be better, to do better, and to be mentally as well as emotionally healthy. Until next week's conversation, be well and mentally healthy. Bye-bye.